Our art hounds have found for you lots of music, both indoors and outside. But first, we'll start things off with John Patterson and this recommendation for the play, Gods of the Hills, by Vermont playwright Leslie Becker.
It puts a human face on issues that are central to our times, our urgent need for renewable energy, and our ongoing struggles to respect and maintain democratic processes in small Vermont communities. Panel discussions after each performance will give audience members a chance to dig deeper into the play and to the important issues it explores.
That play is on stage at Off Center for Dramatic Arts beginning Saturday, June 11th at 7, again on Sunday, June 12th at 2, and then next week at Irisburg Town Hall. Next is Tracy Dolan from Jericho. She suggests The Many Hats of Max Roach.
This is an all-ages show celebrating Max Roach's music. The show is going to feature jazz, hip-hop, dance, and more. You're going to hear local musicians like the original rap stylings inspired by Max Roach from one of Vermont's rising hip-hop artists, Mr. Burns. I just checked out Mr. Burns' latest CD. You know, I think it's going to be dope. I'm a little bit too old to be using the word dope on the radio, but I do think it's going to be dope.
That all-ages show, The Many Hats of Max Roach, is Sunday, June 12th at 7 at Arts Riot in Burlington on Pine Street. Lucia is from Putney, and she enjoys local music. She suggests the many musicians on stage at Next Stage Arts Project in Putney.
Playing will be Pete Bernhard, a rare solo performance of the lead singer of The Devil Makes Three, as well as The Huntress and the Holder of Hands, which is the new solo project of Morgan Eve Swain, formerly of Brown Bird, as well as Oh Death, a really fun band from New York. I hope you all come out. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Great songwriting, great musicianship. See you there.
Those musicians take the stage on Monday, June 13th at Next Stage in Putney. And Mike Riley from Shelburne is a music fan, and he suggests Thea Wren.
You can bring a picnic and sit outside. If you haven't heard this band before, they're terrific. Cynthia Brayren, lead singer, has a very soulful, jazzy voice. She's joined by John McBride on sax, Peter Craig on the piano, and Zach Harmon on drums. Come on out. It'll be great, and you'll love it.
At Maple Tree Place in Williston, all part of the Music on the Green series. That's on Thursday, June 16th at 6. Find details for all these events. The listing with links is at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.